today.
If you drive a Toyota, look out. Some more setbacks. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. In the meantime, the Phillies stave off elimination in Game 5 to send it back to Philly from San Francisco for a Game 6. There's a Game 6 between Texas and the New York Yankees. We'll give you a little sneak preview of that one, too, in just a minute. But first, to the big buzz. My name's Kate Delaney. This is America Tonight, coming up in another 10 minutes. Nail the score, Week 7 in the NFL. If you don't know how this is rolled out, we're going to tell you. You can shoot us an email at americatonight.net or buzz this line, 800-259-5791. When our supercomputer picks the game of the week in the NFL, you call in, tell us who you think's going to win, which team, and what do you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail it on the head, you clean out the prize closet, and man, you'll get some serious bragging rights. Woo! Be sweet. I hope somebody does it. Week 7, we haven't had it happen yet. It goes all the way through the playoffs, by the way, till we hit the Super Bowl, and then it's done for the season. And I am keeping my fingers crossed that we're going to be able to crown someone the champion. Who knows? Maybe we'll have two champs. But right now, nope. It's an 0-4-6 going into Week 7. This is a big, big story. The sum of what's going on in Afghanistan and Pakistan and that border area when it comes to supplies coming in and out. Remember we told you a story maybe a couple of weeks ago. Well, if you don't remember it, I'll tell it to you again. There was probably maybe 10 trucks that were set on fire. There's some real concerns about getting things in to troops or to NATO troops. So what's happened is now some assistance is being withheld to the Pakistani military units because they might be involved in human rights abuses. So we take even another turn. Besides the security of the trucks coming through, it has to do with what is happening with the Pakistani soldiers. Apparently there's a handful that have encouraged or tolerated or committed things that were suspended maybe a decade or so ago. Remember Patrick Leahy, the senator from Vermont, had something called the Leahy Amendment that barred U.S. military assistance from going to foreign armed forces that are suspected of committing atrocities. So this has been on the books since 97. Now that it's starting to roll out that there might be all these human rights, I'll call them atrocities, if those are happening with the Pakistani military, they're not going to get the aid. They're going to withhold the assistance. And there'll be a bunch of units that'll be affected by it. But it won't affect the support for the military, which, you know, is key to whatever the counterterrorism efforts are in that area, because the Pakistanis hold the key to a lot of the knowledge of how to get into certain villages, also the extra boots, and then, of course, ultimately, I believe there's somebody who knows where bin Laden is. But focusing just on this, the U.S. is expected to announce on Friday a new military aid package for Pakistan worth $2 billion over the next 5 years because they're pressing, this country is pressing the Pakistanis to do more to fight the extremists in Pakistan, where we've seen some terrible things happen in open air market just last week, and in Afghanistan as well. And it was kind of a hard sell initially, but what matters is ultimately how much help do we get from the Pakistani military units. So halting the aid has to happen in accordance with what's on our books with human rights violations. But does it threaten other things? Does it threaten other projects? Does it threaten that relationship? The idea is to try to avoid that. All right, quickly, Toyota and more problems. Do you believe it? Another setback. man, it has been a rough year for Toyota. I mean, this is the world's top car maker without a doubt, but more tarnished this time. 1.5 million worldwide. They're recalling Lexus and Avalon and some other models, mostly in the U.S., also in Japan. The problem is potential brake fluid and fuel pump problems. So it's just another one of those black eyes. It used to be that Toyota was the benchmark for safety and quality, but they've had to recall about 10 million cars or trucks over the last year just alone. It seemingly is endless. And remember the sudden acceleration? That was the worst. That was, of course, last October. And then the loose floor mats that might jam the throttle on some of the Toyotas. That was the sticky accelerator problem. The assembly of it apparently was what was wrong there. So they've had all kinds of issues ranging from what I mentioned, the sticky pedals and whatnot, and also corrosion that could hurt the spare tires and other parts to fall off while they're driving. Toyota's trying to shore up all the problems, and they promised they're going to do that. They've got a couple of new things hitting the floor, but Ford is trying to take advantage of it because they've seen a bump in their sales lately, and what they're really pushing is this Explorer SUV that comes out in December, and they're hoping that that is going to take a chunk out of the business of Toyota. I don't know. I still look around, though, and I see a lot of people driving Toyotas. All right, let's get to my Phillies. They outdueled the Giants. What a thriller. You know, I can't help it. I'm all over this team. Roy Halladay was hurt, and he pitched a great game. So the Phillies, in the end, a good game, a solid game, not a Halladay-like no-hitter, but a solid game for being injured. The Phils take it. They send it back to Philly for a game six. What did the pitcher have to say afterwards?
Had our back against the wall, but we get to go home and play two with two great pitchers going for us. So, you know, we got to feel good. Had our back against the wall, but we get to go home and play two with two great pitchers going for us. So, you know, we got to feel good.
All right, so what he did basically was he pulled his groin. And, you know, those groin injuries can be brutal. I mean, absolutely brutal. Look at Mark Teixeira. And what happened to him, the first baseman for the Yankees, had to be helped out of the game, the last game that they played against the Texas Rangers. But he made it through it. He said he feels okay, and he is 2-1. His ERA is under 3, and 3 postseason starts this year. And, you know, despite having the injury, he was able to pitch his way out of it. So Saturday, another Game 6. On Friday, there's a Game 6 between the New York Yankees and the Texas Rangers. Boy, this will be a thriller in front of the Texas crowd if they can clinch it, but the Yankees are tough. Here's what their manager, Ron Washington, had to say.
Keeping them in the ballpark. If you don't keep them in the ballpark, you got no chance. You know, you keep them in the ballpark. I'm not saying they can't win ball games by keeping them in the ballpark, but you allow yourself a chance to beat them by keeping them in the ballpark.
All right, so he's saying you cannot let them hammer those hits, hammer those home runs. There has to be a way to stop the Yankees, and the way to stop that is not to allow them to score in those later innings. I mean, that is a team that can put the hurt on you big time in the end, really. And, of course, Cliff Lee, when Cliff Lee is on the mound, then that could, you know, that can be a deadly arm. Well, he is a deadly arm to face. I'm sure the Yankees are aware of that. Should be fun. Coming up next, Nail the Score.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great and will help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at getthetea.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. Who is it going to be this week? Week 7 in the NFL. The Bengals and the Falcons, the Redskins and the Bears, the Jags and the Chiefs. I don't know, the Eagles and the Titans, the Steelers and the Dolphins, the Browns and the Saints, the Rams and the Bucks. Oh, there's so many interesting and so many brutal matchups this week. How about the Vikings and the Packers? Didn't we just do the Vikings? How about the Giants and the hapless Cowboys? That's the Monday night game. Who knew it was going to play out that way with the Cowboys at 1-4. All right, Donovan Madsen, our terrific technical maestro. Let that computer fly. Sweet. Here's the matchup that we have. The Steelers and the Dolphins. The Steelers 4-1 with Big Baby Crybaby. No, Big Baby Ben Roethlisberger back. And taking on the Dolphins on the road. Boy, the fans in Miami are pumped up for this one. Pittsburgh, as you can imagine, is favored by 3. By 3 in the match. It's a early game, 1 o'clock Eastern. Man, I have to go with Pittsburgh in this one. I have a lot of friends that live in Miami that are just desperate for the Fish to have a really good season again. I'm going to say the Steelers take it, though. And I think the final score will be... That's the tough part. And this is one of those games. I'm going to say 27-17. I'm going to give Ben a little respect. And I'm going to say that's what the final score is. All right, you can choose what you think the final score is going to be by simply jingling this number, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And we're talking about the Steelers and the Dolphins early kick on CBS. Who do you think wins it? I'll tell you, the Dolphins would love to take this one because, not just because it's in front of the home crowd, but then they'd be 4-2, which they need. They could use a leg up. Ben Roethlisberger, is all about this, all about being pumped up and back with the Steelers again, and he looks like they're clicking on all cylinders. So this is his first road game since he returned from his suspension. And they lead the AFC North. They've got, they've got three games away from home. So they usually have the Dolphins number, though. And I can't imagine it's going to be any different this time around. Maybe they make it more of a game than I thought, but in my score. But I'm still saying that it's absolutely going to be the Pittsburgh's. Pittsburgh's defense is missing, one of their great run stuffers, and that could maybe play a little bit of part in it. What happens with Ronnie Brown? What happens with Ricky Williams? You know, this crazy little stat here. Ricky Williams, who I actually covered when I was in Texas. Remember, he used to play for the Texas Longhorns and then went on to crazy things with marijuana that got him in all kinds of trouble, and I don't think he lived up to the billing that he could have lived up to. But he's kind of turned it around now. He needs just 89 yards to pass Larry Zonka for the most by a Dolphins running back. Isn't that crazy? He passed Zonka. Zonka had 7,425. Wow. Besides jingling the number to nail the score, you can also flip it to us at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Wow, and a Canadian is going to get a crack at this right off the bat. Al in Canada, hello.
Hi, Kate. I'm going to go with Rush Limbaugh's favorite team, 35-10 for Pittsburgh over Miami.
35-10? Wow, see, they're going to put the hurt on them even more than I said.
Yeah. Hey, Kate, I heard an interesting comment. You know, one of the reasons why football is so popular,
like why?
The National Football League and the Canadian Football League, and it's the shape. They were talking about it, the shape of the football. Can you think of anything else in nature or man-made that has a shape of a football? It is the most stupidest shaped ball object I've ever seen. But it's you can throw it, you can kick it. It's completely unpredictable when it bounces. That's why football is so interesting.
I'm gonna leave it there and agree with you. That's why it's so interesting. Thanks, Al. Well, I never know what he's gonna throw at me. I'm always waiting for the rim shot. Rick in Illinois, you're next. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate to bust your bubble again, but I'm going to take Miami 27, Steelers 13.
Oh, get out of here. Are you kidding me?
No. Serious.
You think the Dolphins. Okay.
They're pumped. Hey, I got a question. Nobody's answered yet. Maybe you can.
Are you going to ask me about the shape of the football?
No.
Okay.
Brett Favre's pictures. You know, his private parts?
Yes.
Is that the sole property of the NFL? Well, it can't be rebroadcast. Women can't go around passing around.
It's been rebroadcast already, so that's the problem. Just go to Deadspin, and you'll get an eyeful. Thanks, bye. Rick.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Dr. E, everyone's a comedian this time around. Dr. E in Kentucky, hello.
Okay. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Dr. E.
To the answer to the other fellow's answer there, the question there, they're counting pubics.
All right. Very nice. What do you think happens here, the Dolphins or the Steelers?
I think the Dolphins are going to win. Let's see, 24-20.
Wow, 24-20. Why do you think the Dolphins, you think Ben is just not going to have, are you watching that offense?
Oh, yeah, they're on again, off again, but I believe they'll come on because they got to do it to Pittsburgh. I hate Pittsburgh.
All right, so I understand that. Personal reasons you hate Pittsburgh, so maybe
yeah,
they'll lose. I'm not a big fan of Ben Roethlisberger, but I think they'll win.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
I believe he's just, flash in the pan.
I think he is too. Well, I don't know that I think he's a flash in the pan. I think he's classless. It's ridiculous. He's a big baby, and all this nonsense with some of the stuff that he's done. Give me a break.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a grown man chasing little young girls. I mean, you know, give us a break.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, come on. Do you know how many women he could have? How many women he could get? So why is he keeps getting into these situations where there's the shroud of secrecy? Is what did Ben do? Was he forcing himself on somebody? I mean, I don't get it. And you know what? He's on his last legs with Pittsburgh. If one more thing happens, I think that they would just boot him. All right, thanks, Dr. E. Good luck.
Hey, wait.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I believe one of them cougars need to get a hold of him.
And school him. That's right. Teach him what a real woman would do to him, how she would treat him. Thanks. Oh, man. 800-259-5791. There's not even a two-drink minimum on this show. So Chad Henne gets the ball, of course, for the Dolphins. And Miami is 3-0 on the road. The Dolphins do have a balanced run and pass attack from what I've seen. So, you know, in looking at the Steelers and the Dolphins, you know, this at Sun Life Stadium in Miami, what is the forecast? 84 degrees. You know, if I was talking to my buddy in Vegas, he'd be analyzing every single one of these things. He'd look at what the precipitation was, and he'd look at what he thought Ben Roethlisberger had for dinner. It's crazy how you can really break down every piece of minutia in this game. All right, so the game of the week is Steelers and the Dolphins. I want to throw in some of the emails that I've gotten, to be fair, to make sure that we get them in there, and we do, but so it can kind of sync up time-wise. We have one here from Little Ben. And he says, Big Ben is going to rock. I think the Steelers kill the Dolphins 48-37. 48-37. Here's one, too, from Jimmy Jam. Jimmy Jam says, Dolphins all the way. Kate, I love Miami. I think they're going to whoop the Steelers. And I think the final score is going to be 32-28. Interesting. All right, you know the numbers. Light them up. More of Nail the Score on the flip side.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Well, proud artist and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck fella's got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what comes to you.
I hope somebody has some good luck with this version of Nail the Score. Week 7 in the NFL. Some things are starting to shake out. It's clear teams that are going in the wrong direction. The matchup this weekend, the game of the week, Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins host the Steelers, and it's an early kick, 1 o'clock game, East Coast kickoff time. I don't know. I hope it's a good matchup. I'll be watching this game for sure. And I think the Steelers win it 27-17. There are a lot of people that are also weighing in favor of Miami winning it. We got a bunch from the Internet, AmericaTonight.net. Dave in Vermont likes Miami 27-14. Let's go to Rick in Kentucky. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
You like that 27 number, don't you?
I do. I pick it a lot. You're right.
I think they're going to make an extra another field goal on that, though, so I'm going to say 31-17.
Ooh, 31-17 Pittsburgh. Yeah, I think it's Pittsburgh. I'll tell you what, I would take this to the bank. Of all the games on the board, I think Pittsburgh definitely beats Miami, but now that I've said it could go the other way, who knows?
I gotta agree with you on that. I don't like Roethlisberger either, but he's a pretty good football player. So.
Yeah, two rings don't lie, and then when this offense starts clicking on all cylinders, they're going to be tough to beat. I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yep. Rick, thanks, and good luck.
All righty. Have a good weekend.
Let's go to Charlie in Kentucky. Yo, Charlie.
Hello, Kate. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just headed home from the plant. I've got to add on to your comments about Ben. When you give a big, dumb kid that much money, you can't expect great things. But I will say this. Nobody knows better than Ben Roethlisberger that winning big tends to make people forget. So I think that right now he's more focused on football than he has been in 3 years. He's more rested than anybody else. Mm-hmm. I think he has a big game, and I'm looking at 35-14 Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I agree with you. All those reasons. He knows the way to get the controversy cloud off of his back is to win, and that's what he's going to be focused on. And I think that the offense is killer. And as long as he gets that protection, and you know how he is anyway, he can, if he has to scramble, he will. And it seems like he didn't miss a beat in the last time out, so I think it has the makings of a blowout too, Charlie. We'll see. Thanks.
You've also got to look at Chad Henne. I mean, he really hasn't had this kind of pressure, and Pittsburgh knows it. You start putting Troy Polamalu, and Harrison rushing him. He's going to make some bad throws. So.
Yeah, I think so too. And you're right. He hasn't seen that kind of pressure. And Polamalu, boy, he gets in your face. He's like a he's like a giant bat. He has a good wingspan, and he's scary when he's coming down on you. So I agree.
And, Kate, I'd like to say one thing to protect my employer, that Toyota is doing a lot of recalls over a lot of little stuff because they want to make sure everything's perfect.
Oh, I agree. And I think, and if you heard me say that, the people I know that have Toyotas and look around on the streets, because I've traveled a lot, I don't see any downturn in Toyota because there is that brand loyalty that people want. They like the resale value. They like that you can drive it until it drops. And the problem is they don't want, you're right, Toyota doesn't want any more black eyes.
You're right.
Definitely. They don't.
Well,
they don't.
Thank you, and you have a good evening.
All right. Thank you. You too. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Okay, let's move to Brian in Illinois. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Kate. I'm going to pick one more point than yours. I'm going to go Steelers 28-17 if it hasn't been taken.
28-17 Steelers. No, you own it. That's a good one. Everybody's believing in the Steelers. I think it's going to be a long day, Brian.
Okay, cross my fingers.
That's what you do. Cross your fingers. Thanks, Bri.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, we're going to go back to Kentucky. Philip is in Kentucky. Hello, Philip.
How are you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing all right.
Good.
I think it's going to be Pittsburgh 28, Miami 24.
28-24, Pittsburgh. That's good. Nobody has that yet. Boy, a lot of Steelers. Are you going to be watching that game?
Yeah, I'll definitely be watching it.
Well, if you watch football anyway, you know this, Philip. When you're sitting there, they tell you, Kurt Menefee blasts in every 5 seconds and tells you what the score is, so.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that when you're TiVoing a game or DVRing it and they blast in to tell you, oh, that game that you're going to watch later, here's the score of it. Thanks, yeah. Philip.
All right.
You know, it's interesting. I watch I watch all of it, but I like I guess I've gotten used to the Fox guys, and I might have said this on the air, but Kurt Menefee is a really good guy. We used to work together briefly. I got a job in Texas on a station called The Ticket. It was an all sports station. And he was on The Ticket at the time too. And he's one of the nicest guys. Like my first night on the air, no kidding. And I didn't know who he was. You know, I just had come to Dallas out of never even being in Dallas. And he called me up to say, anything we can do for you and wish you the best and all that other sort of stuff. And he was just always very, very supportive, and I'm not surprised at how far he's gone from Dallas to New York and then on to that show. I think he does a pretty good job with that. It's got to be a lot of fun. They seem like they're having a lot of fun anyway. They're watching a lot of games in that studio. I have a friend that produces for Fox, and they've got, of course, they have all the TVs going. They've got all the producers scrambling to write down plays, and they say it's pretty fun. It's like a big party, but everybody's laser-focused on what's happening. All right, we're trying to laser-focus on this game. Is it the Steelers or is it the Dolphins? That is the game of the week. You know, I have to be honest, I was kind of hoping it was going to be the Eagles and the Titans, but maybe it's better to stay away from the Eagles and they'll win again for me. Dan in Texas, it's your turn in the barrel. Hello.
Okay, Steelers 27, Miami 24.
Wait, 27-24, Steelers, do-do-do-do. I'm just making sure no one has it. No one has it. Okay, so Steelers again. Dan, and how about your little wimpy Cowboys? What do you think is going to happen to them this week?
Oh, and one more thing. One more thing.
Yes.
One more thing. Muslims can never be bought, but they can be rented.
You are brutal. What, as a costume for Halloween? Is that what you're insinuating? I don't know.
No.
I know what you meant. I'm kidding. You're crazy. Good night, Dan. We move from Dan. You guys are making me laugh. I can't focus. We're moving from Dan to Debbie in Kentucky. Hello, Debbie.
Oh, hi, Kate. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Getting closer to the Friday night. That's what I like to see.
I know. I agree.
All right. Well, I'm originally from PA, so I'm going for my Steelers. I love them.
Okay.
And I'm going 27-17.
27-17. Why do I feel like someone has that? 27-7. No, nobody has it. You're Steelers. I like that. I love them.
Well, I just love them.
Debbie, you should feel good about the Steelers as far as their chances of going to the Super Bowl are pretty darn good. They're pretty good. They look really good. This could be three Super Bowls for Ben Roethlisberger. It's that good. The way the offense is clicking, we'll see. But good luck. Maybe you'll nail the score.
Thank you, honey. You have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. All right, Clifford is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Good morning, Kate. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I think I'm at 12 with Pittsburgh, 24-21.
24-21, Pittsburgh. I'm just double-checking, make sure. No one has it. You own it.
Thank you
very much. Good. You have a good one. All right, so 24-21. There was another 24, but it was Dr. E in Kentucky, 24-20, and that was the Dolphins. Wow, what happened to all those Dolphin people? They have slid off the rails. Alan in Kentucky. Alan, are you calling the show for the first time?
No, I called a couple of weeks ago, and I haven't been able to get back on.
Oh, I remember your voice now.
I wake up in the middle of the night to call you.
Oh, that's nice.
And I've been a Pittsburgh fan since Bradshaw, so you know I go back a long ways.
Yeah.
And I like them 21-10.
21-10. Well, you know, it could happen because I think it's going to be a rough day for Miami. They're going to have everything they can handle on the defense.
Yeah.
I think
they have the best defense in the league.
Yeah, I do too. And what does defense do? It helps win championships, doesn't it?
That's what wins them.
People forget that. All the glory's on the offense, but you got to have that defense. Thanks, Alan. Thanks for getting through and being persistent. We appreciate that. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's see. We got Todd in Kansas. Hello, Todd.
Hi.
Hello. What do you think?
Well, last week, San Francisco sneaked up and bit Oakland in the butt. And I think Miami's going to do the same thing to Pittsburgh this week. And the score will be 31-30.
Wow, 31-30. All right, we got you locked and loaded. You think they're going to sneak up and, you know what, who knows? That philosophy could be right. Anything can happen. Remember the title of that crazy movie with Al Pacino and Cameron Diaz? Did you ever see that? You want to get a good laugh? Rent Any Given Sunday. I mean, from a football perspective, there's a lot of funny things that actually happen in that movie. But the premise of the movie is that on any given Sunday, of course, because we can analyze it till we're blue in the face and the turnovers or somebody gets hurt, and that changes the whole scope of the game. You know the numbers. Light them up. We're in our stretch drive time. We're going to go to the internet as well at americatonight.net next here on America Tonight.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Fast Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Now you can foster hope, enhance well-being, and heal your mind, body, and spirit on WebTalkRadio.net. On the Hope, Healing, and Well-Being Show, you'll learn new self-care practices and how to live every day to the fullest. Our guests include holistic physicians, best-selling authors, and inspiring individuals whose fascinating stories will help you find meaning within your own life. Tune in to the Hope, Healing, and Well-Being Show on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
That's what the Dolphins are hoping they're going to be able to do, run the ball. But I don't think so. I think it's going to be very tough for the Dolphins in this home matchup. So they host the Steelers. That is the game of the week, the Steelers and the Dolphins. The Steelers did pretty well with Roethlisberger, rather, gone because of the defense. We just were talking about that. The defense was, just amazing. And Pittsburgh leads the NFL in scoring defense, 12 points per game rush defense, 63 and change yards per game. And they force, this is so key, boy, this is what every coach dreams of. Every defensive coordinator salivates over the possibility of having turnovers, forced turnovers. And they've forced 15 turnovers, just 7 fewer than all of last season. So Ben Roethlisberger is back. The Steelers are going to try to get their passing game really kick-started because then that would complement what they're able to do on the ground. And the defense is going to be, it's going to be really, really tough. But hey, the Dolphins have a solid defense too. So what do you think is going to happen in this game? You can send us your thoughts at americatonight.net. Don't really throw in the thoughts, but throw in the score. And you can also take a stab at it at 800-259-5791. All right, without further ado, quickly, let's go to the phone lines as I'm burning up time here. Clarence is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Clarence.
Hey, how you doing?
Are you picking the Steelers?
Yes.
I knew it. All right, Steelers. Is what, it had to be one or the other. So Steelers, what do you think?
I really don't know. I had a score in mind until you read off those last stats. That's pretty impressive. So
yeah.
I'll give them a break. 27-20, Pittsburgh.
All right, 27-20. You are locked and loaded. Enjoy the game. Thanks, Clarence.
Thank you.
We move from Clarence to Roy, also in Kentucky. Hey, Roy.
Hello?
Hey, Roy, what do you think's going to happen?
Oh, Pittsburgh, 31-21.
31-21. Boy, lots of Steelers coming through. All right, but you're giving Miami a little bit of cred there that they might be able to put up some points. Thanks. Enjoy the game. Good luck. Maybe you'll win. Thanks, Roy.
Thanks.
Rick D. in Kentucky. It is your turn. Hey, Rick D.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Miami to win.
Oh, good. What do you think the score is going to be?
I'm going to go with 25-18.
25-18, oddball scores. You never know, Rick D. Sometimes being on the other side of the ball is the best place to be. Thank you.
All right.
We move on to our next guest. That would be Herschel in Missouri. Hey, Herschel.
Oh, hi there. I'm going to pick Steelers, 31-17.
All right, 31-17 Steelers. Herschel, you're locked and loaded. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let's move on to another Missourian, Ann. Hello, Ann.
Good morning. I say it was done in the library with a knife by Professor Plum.
That was good.
Steelers, 28, Dolphins, 31.
All right, so you're going the opposite way. You're saying Dolphins beat the Steelers 31-28.
Right.
Right? 31-28. Do. Yeah, nobody else has 31-28. Ann, where have you been? We're glad to hear that you're back on the air with us.
Hey, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye.
So, locked and loaded. She's the lone female voice besides Debbie in Kentucky. Whatever happened to Edna? Edna used to call us 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net, americatonight.net. You can still get in until the top of the hour. We actually have a bunch of scores that I'll rifle through here that have come in through the website so that I make sure that we get those all on. I mean, we always do, but a lot of times I don't announce it on the air, so I'll do that now. This one from Big Red. What's with all these crazy scores that these guys in Kentucky are giving out? I'm going to tell you this, Kate. I think it's going to be a close game. I agree that the Steelers are clicking, and yes, the Steelers could be the team that represents the AFC in the Super Bowl, but I'm going to give Miami a little bit of credit for what their defense has been able to do, and I think it's going to be a tough day for Ben Roethlisberger, even though they win. The final score is going to be 14-7 Steelers. Wow, 14-7. I mean, that would be all defense all the time in that one. And stranger things have happened. And that would be all defense. That would mean Roethlisberger wouldn't have been getting his pass attack on at all. Okay, this one is from Tom Kendall. And Tom Kendall is saying that, he's picked the same thing. Tom, you got to email me another one. He picked the same thing because it came in after, because Ann was waiting on the line. 31-28. I'll tell you what. I think it was almost a virtual tie because I'm looking. The thing about the internet is the time comes on, and when Ann was waiting on the line, it was dead even, dead same time. So I'm going to make the rare exception and call an audible here and say that Anna Missouri and Tom Kendall can have the same score. This one exception, 31-28. How about that? This is scaring me because he calls in at the same time that her time's on there, that she's lit up the board. And there could be something to that. I don't know. Kismet or something, if you believe in that kind of thing. All right, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I got a couple more here coming in on the Internet at americatonight.net. This one's from Larry. Larry says, I cannot believe that people aren't picking Miami. Don't give the Steelers that much credit. Remember, it is in Miami. I think the Dolphins will love the fact that they're not getting the credit, and they'll roll in this one. I really, truly believe the Dolphins win it 36-27. 36-27. Yeah, that's an odd one. All right. Locked and loaded. You're still kind of, first of all, that's the opposite of what we just heard. So you're thinking a lot of offense, meaning where is the defense in this thing on both sides of it? And that's what would happen there. So from the one extreme to the other extreme we have. All right, here we go. This is from Party City Man. All right, Party City Man says, I like this matchup. I've been a Steelers fan for a long time. And I have to say, Big Ben is an idiot for the things that he's done. But he is going to focus on football because he wants to shake off all the other stuff. And I think that the Steelers roll all the way to the Super Bowl, and Miami is not going to be the big fly in the ointment. The final score will be 17-7 Dolphins. 17-7. Well, then that would mean that the Dolphins got crushed by the Steelers' defense, and also that Roethlisberger wasn't getting much pass going on, that there wasn't that balance I think that they're searching for. So it would mean there would be more running still happening for the Dolphins. But you are locked and loaded. All right, a couple of more quickly. I'm going to get to those. Julie A. Hey, I heard you mention that not many women were calling in, so I thought I would throw in mine. I say the Steelers. I don't know why. I'm just picking them. But the Steelers win this one, and I think the final score is going to be 45-21. 45-21. This one is from Joe in Miami. What is wrong with all the people calling the show from Kentucky? Do they watch football? Ooh, I think the Kentucky guys are funny, and I think that they're spot on. All right, so he's saying Miami wins this because, of course, he's a homer. He says Miami wins this, and the final score is 38-12. 38-12. That's nailed the score for Week 7 in the NFL. Good luck to everybody. I hope we clean out the prize closet and anoint a champ, and you get big-time bragging rights. Good luck to all of you.